Osberger Garza in Philadelphia.
This is NPR News.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. It's 6:04, 36 degrees in Philadelphia, and we're headed up to 43 today. It'll be a blustery day in the city. This is Morning Edition. Democrats and Republicans are racing to pick a nominee to replace the late Matt Gergely in the 35th State House District in Pennsylvania. For WHYY, Chris Potter reports the two parties have very different approaches to finding candidates.
Gergely died after an undisclosed medical emergency, and his funeral was held late last week. But a state deadline gives the parties only until next Monday to pick their nominees for the March 25th special election. Such elections don't have primaries. Nominees are chosen by party leaders instead. Democrats will have an open vote in McKeesport next Saturday after a candidate forum later this week. Democratic hopefuls have until 5 p.m. Tuesday to declare their interest. Republicans often pick their special election nominees behind closed doors. The party says leaders in the Mon Valley and Harrisburg are reviewing their options and expect to announce a nominee this week.
In Pittsburgh, I'm Chris Potter.
Trenton Water Works has a history of poor maintenance and management practices, according to two new independent reports commissioned by New Jersey's top environmental regulator. The report calls for a complete restructuring of the city-run drinking water provider. It has struggled to meet Safe Drinking Water Act requirements for decades. In 2022, the water system faced a Legionnaires outbreak, and at the end of last year, an employee was fired for falsifying water tests. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection is overseeing operations to ensure safe water. Here's Commissioner Sean LaTourette.
We believe the system can be restructured successfully, and in doing so, still maintain its publicly owned identity, serve the interests of the city of Trenton, invest in its future, and give the service area communities a seat at the table.
LaTourette says alternatives include a public utility that's independent of any municipal government or a public-private partnership. A regional approach is also on the table. Currently, Trenton Water Works provides water for over 200,000 people in five municipalities. And one of our top stories that we just heard from NPR, employees at Whole Foods on Pennsylvania Avenue in Philadelphia are the first within the chain to vote to unionize. Workers at the Amazon-owned grocery store voted in favor of the move on Monday. Our news partner 6ABC reports about 57% of the ballots cast were in favor of joining the local chapter of the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union for the purposes of collective bargaining. In sports, the Flyers had a big win over the Devils Monday, 4-2, and the 76ers. They're back on the court hosting the Lakers tonight. The Philadelphia forecast, partly cloudy skies, a high of 43, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour and gusting over 40 miles per hour.